Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Oh, somebody's mic is still on. Is it me? No. Morning, Vinny.
Good morning. It was me.
How are you?
I didn't even realize. They should, you know, that thing, the way that should work is you should have to turn your mic on.
I agree. I think, though, that because most people aren't doing a broadcast, that they
assume it's on.
They just, right.
That it's a people, call.
Yeah. They go, oh, it's a phone call. Why would we wait to put the audio on? If you're wondering what we're talking about, I think Bryn live casts this every morning. Are you doing this on the Instagram? Bryn?
Brynny.
We don't hear Bryn.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, okay, was I off or what? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I was talking the whole time. No, I'm not doing it today. I want to readjust it. There's... It's crazy because we get a lot of complaints about whether the scroll is on Vinny's face or Vinny's not on the looking glass. So I'm trying to figure out Zoom just because I think that if we go horizontal and make it easy for everybody, you'd be surprised how much complaints there are about the little Nicole's angles.
Please quit your whining.
Nicole's angle's hella bad. So I'm just like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try to figure out something that's suitable and easy. And that way, we don't have to worry about where the squares are, because every single day, we're in different squares.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm...
We're worried about which square we're in, you guys.
It's
this
kind
is
of,
what it's come to.
It's the least of my concern.
The world.
The Instagram, I get it. You know, it's nice to broadcast, but it's
it
the
is.
Least of my concern. Yes. It's just...
Yes. Right.
I'm going to put that on hold for a minute.
Live. Yeah, you figure that out.
Well,
you
and if you're getting nothing but bad remarks on the thing,
right.
Shine it, dude. Who needs it?
Yeah. No,
there are some lovely listeners
I
there.
I absolutely look the worst at this break, you know. Look at these lines on my forehead, you guys.
Oh, like, nobody can see those.
Well, you can because you're looking at that. Look at it.
I don't see it. Oh, the really? Line in the middle?
Yes.
I only see the line in the
middle. It goes midway through my forehead. That's why I got to always have bangs for no one. I could never go back to not having bangs. Look at that. It looks like just a piece of hair hanging down, but it's actually a line. Okay. Anyway, you guys, listen. You know, really big, important things are happening in the world. And
people and are who
cares
about our feed,
about our feed or our lines on our forehead? Like,
wow.
You guys, come on. There's way more important things. One thing I will say is that these guys were telling me that this morning that the new Michael Franti single is out, and he sent me the video last week of this. It's called I Got You is the name of the song. The video doesn't come out until Friday. I scrolled back on what I talked about with him, and they've had to shoot all this stuff in Bali, but he's become like, he's actually, it's the weirdest video because there's like all floating body parts that sort of join up with the image almost like in real time. You'll see
it
on Friday.
That's a feature they always have on TikTok. Is it like it's just floating and then the arm jumps into the arm that's
yes,
floating?
Yes, the arm jumps
or like,
into the floating arm.
There's
it's
a face,
awesome.
There's a face that's smiling.
Floating,
and,
right.
And then he jumps in with the like perfectly.
And his face joins up with it.
So he did a TikTok video for his video.
I had never seen that on TikTok.
I've seen a bunch of them.
I guess I'm not watching enough TikTok. Oh boy, I better get
How's
on
that.
I don't know.
Wow.
I better get on that real fast. But yeah, it does sound exactly like that. It's great though. It's, you know, it's exactly what you expect from a Michael Franti video. Like they're happy, they're dancing, they're alone in Bali. That's basic. Oh, their kid's in it. And actually their kid's like in a flying float at one point. It's adorable. It was weirdly hypnotic. Like at first I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, what is happening? Why are there four Michael Franti faces floating in this thing?
Speaking of their kid, I think that kid weighs more than me now, and that kid he is a big kid, and he looks exactly like Michael Franti. Exactly. There's a picture on Instagram of him holding him, and the two of them, you just go, oh my God.
You know what's funny is what I think he looks like his mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to look and see what picture you're talking about.
I thought, wow. But, you know, that's the way that works. But
yeah, totally. I mean, obviously, he's got stuff from both. Oh, this one where he's holding him in his arms? They do look a lot alike, actually, in that picture. That's really cute.
That's from this morning, right?
They're standing, it's all wood around them, and he's holding him. The kid's, like, leaning onto his chest. You liked it. I can see your
name. Yeah, I saw it this morning. So whether he posted it last night, I don't know. But, yeah, it's just good for him, too.
Actually, as you scroll through, you know, it's funny because certain angles he looks like his mom. There's a few pictures here in the series. But man, that's a kid who's getting all Michael Franti's attention, you know?
Well, yeah.
And
I'm sure even Michael was like, I'm supposed to be on tour. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be changing diapers. What
right. I believe he said to you on your 50th birthday, he's like, you know, when you're stuck at home with the kid, go on tour.
Right. No, it was very funny, but it was also, that's why things are funny. There's just a hint of truth to him. Just enough truth to
there
him
is,
to be like,
there's
oh,
truth
yeah.
in joking, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, I don't, okay. So anyway. Some of us got caught.
Yep, it's true. I know. That kid, though, because look, if you don't already know this about Michael Franti and his wife, Sara, they have a place in Bali called Soulshine Bali.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like yoga retreats and stuff. So they were just finishing up a retreat when the whole lockdown happened. And so the people had departed and they hadn't departed yet and they just stayed. So they're basically in the jungle. And I guess they're really serious about it there. Like when they leave the compound for any reason, they've been fully masked the whole time. Like it's, you know, they're really trying to
get
this down. And it's pretty militant there. So,
it's pretty militant a lot of places.
Yes. Just because there's nobody walking around with guns here. Are there?
Well, no. I mean, I think I've been to Mexico a lot, and there are people with machine guns there in the doorway at the hotel.
Yeah. At Costa Rica, I was surprised to see the people in the airport with, like, assault rifles.
Right.
I thought, God, I hope I don't trip and fall and startle anyone. It'd be just like me to start off a shooting riot.
Right.
Anyway, they're there. It's really the three of them. And I assume, you know, some staff that lives and works at Soulshine. But man, it looks good on them. Like they look healthy and mm-hmm. all they do is work out and swim and make videos and play with that kid. The kid, obviously, he's a 2-year-old? Is he about the same age as your kid?
I think they're pretty close in age, yeah.
He's going to be a tall kid. That's
I want to say that he might be a little older, but not much.
Yeah, you guys both kind of that summer, right?
It was all very, very close to each other, but he is growing, yikes.
The kid's like a string bean. I mean, he's like a, you know, Jack's magic beanstalk. But the kid knows nothing of this. You know, it's like Hulk Baby. They don't know. All they know is those tall people that meet their every need are always there. I'm sure the kid's in heaven.
Well, yeah. He
looks very happy. So I'm looking at the pictures
here. I mean, I give Michael a lot of credit because, you know, yeah, he was about to have the biggest year of his career, I think.
Huge
I mean,
year.
That's at least in my opinion, I'm sure.
Well, he was going to get a very wide audience. He was right. touring with Kenny Chesney, which was sort of out of the box for him. And
he was going to succeed. Like, that's the other thing. He has a big enough music library that he was going to do great, whatever it was, 30-minute, 40-minute shows as an opener for Chesney.
Sure. And people will know, you know, he's had some big hits.
Yeah.
So, you know, the crowd would be like, oh, well, I know this song. The Sound of Sunshine.
The weird thing is you go, hey, that song's in a yogurt commercial. Hey, that song's from... Yeah, there's a lot of songs of his in different things around, so there's no doubt that people would recognize him. Anyway, the fact that he's still putting videos and getting when working from there just is a credit to his hustle, because it would be easy to say, I'm not doing anything. Why?
Yeah. No, I'm going to lay out every day. I don't think he's that guy, you know?
I know.
I'd be that guy for sure. I'd be like, oh, well, I'm stuck in Bali. Nope, not making any videos. Nope, not teleconferencing with anyone. Yeah,
you look at musicians.
He's got some hustle.
So you look at musicians and sometimes you think like, oh, what a life. But really, the ones that hustle, like a Billy Joe Armstrong, that's a dude that hustles.
Right.
And is good too, by the way. What's wrong?
I thought you were, was it just me or did Vinny's audio cut out for a second? Did everybody's audio cut out for me?
Yeah. I didn't hear any cut out.
Say that again.
Did you hear anything, Nicole?
No, I didn't.
Okay, fantastic. Just me then. So, sorry. Sorry for the distraction. Back to you, Billy Joe Armstrong. Yes.
Just another dude that hustles. That's all.
Well, you know, it's gotta help when you have a killer studio in your house. I was looking this morning, through stories, and Nicole had sent me this story about Tommy Lee. He has a house he's been trying to sell for like 4 years now. It's in Calabasas. And Vinny, I think maybe I'll share this with you.
This might be the house that I went to.
It might be. I don't know how long he's owned it. I'll send it to you and you can see. Did it have a full-on multi-room pro studio in the basement?
I didn't see that, but this was apparently the dude who took me to Tommy's house worked for him and set up the stereo or something, and they had a room in the house. They had an elevator. Does that place have an elevator?
It doesn't say. It's in Calabasas. Is that
where
this was?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be. He could have moved five times in Calabasas.
I'm looking to see if I can see when he bought it. Hold on. He bought it in 07.
Okay, that's not it then.
Well, you got to look, though. I'll send you the story because I swear to God, I have studio. And like we have set up a lovely home studio. I really am. I'm super stoked. It's great.
You should
be. I look at this. I'm like, now that's a studio.
Oh, really?
Now that is a freaking studio. Like, it's just, it looks like it's in an industrial park. It's like humongous. A wall of rack-mounted things, just sound abatement everywhere. It's the classic long recording board with the mirror, with the window above it, you know, for like an isolation booth. And damn. And it looks like someone cleaned it up. There's no overflowing ashtrays or beer bottles everywhere. But it's all leather, you know, leather furniture. So that would be easy cleanup for whatever might happen on that couch. Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Well, where's the music?
Yeah, don't ask me. Has he put anything out? Somebody else will have to make music there.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Actually, a lot of people who put studios together end up letting others rent it or use it.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose, you know, why wouldn't you? You get to hang out with musicians and they pay you to use your studio. Yeah.
Well, especially if you're not making any music.
True. I mean, maybe he is. I just am not tuned into like what Tommy Lee's. Oh, there it is. Oh, yes. Hold on.
It has a bunch of racks.
Yeah, whole wall of racks. That does look like it. Yes, that's it.
Is that the leather couch you're talking about?
Yeah, there it is. There's a there's another view of it too, a side view. I'll send it to Vin during
the house that I went to of his. I actually, it was when he was married to Pam Anderson. And they ruined that house. Like, that's rock stars ruin stuff. In their big ideas, in their big, like, oh, I know what we should do. And one room, they had a floor, a bed that came retracted into the floor, except the floor was still the bed. So what's the point? You can't walk on it. Or, I mean, I guess you could, but and then it'd come up, I don't know, and that's the room full of speakers.
Yeah, like, why would you have a retractable bed?
I don't know, because you've got a ton of money and you had a wild idea.
If the bed went down into the floor, did then some flooring come out to cover that
area?
No,
that's
what
I'm saying. It didn't. It had stairs down to it, and then the bed came up. I don't know. Oh. It was custom, but I looked at it and just thought no one would want to buy this.
Yeah,
there'd be no way to explain to someone why you did that.
I think when you're in the market for houses that cost, like, you know, I don't know, let's call it $4 million. Let's say that is the price point. If you're buying a house that's over $4 million, like, you don't really care that much about the house. What you're looking for is an incredible lot with great views, right? I mean, you're gonna F that house up in your own special way. With your own dumb ideas, right? I mean, if you've got the kind of money that it takes to buy a $4 million house, I mean, the taxes alone on that in California is you know, $400,000 a year or something. It can't be. $40,000 a year? Whatever. That sounds reasonable compared to 400.
I'd be curious to hear from people what is normal. Like, I understand you buy a new house and you want to do things to it,
yes,
to make it your own. But that said, I also think people who've just moved and spent most of their money acquiring this new home, and as most people say, you want to get as much home as you can,
buy the most you can, right?
I find myself going, that's the last thing I want to do is start customizing. It's one thing to redo the kitchen or to redo the bathroom or, you know, make something work that didn't, but to start customizing it is like, eesh.
It comes down to funny money, you know? Mm-hmm. If you can buy this place is 10,000 square feet, right? So nobody needs that except rock stars, because they got to have all their, you know, BS things that nobody, like, the only person who would buy something like this is also someone with FU money. Like, you know, with us, with our sort of regular houses, you can't have like a jungle room or a special pole dancing setup. Like, you just can't really have that in a normal house because people question it. Like, what, are you secretly a rock star?
Well, right.
Anyway, because that's what he has going on.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's I'll tell you more about it.
They're
later.
Still holding on to the idea that they're going to get to tour this summer. So I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people are holding on to a lot of ideas and are, you know, I wish them well. I do. I just don't know who's. The problem is, you can have all the plans you want. It's whether or not the general public will fly with it. You know, people, they're, you know, movie theaters want to open back up. I think the UK specifically is like petitioning the government to reopen movie theaters. I'm like, go ahead and reopen them. It's going to be up to the people to, you know, whether or not they're going
right.
to show up and support those places. People don't want to gather right now.
Well, no, I think people want to gather
sure,
right now.
Sure, of course we want
It'll
to.
It'll be interesting to see whether they can keep themselves from gathering right now.
Right.
As this is the problem. If you see someone gather and no one appears to be sick, you go, Except it takes 2 weeks to probably show up and then whoops.
You just don't know who anybody else. Remember the old thing where they, you know, they told you in like sex ed class, like, if you do it with somebody, you're basically doing it with everyone they've ever done it with. You know, it's like that's COVID is the STD of viruses, I guess, you know? This is part of my son's lecture series. He was describing it to me.
That's how he describes it to you, the STD of viruses?
Well, as he described it, I was like, oh my God, I'm in health class in 8th grade, and he's describing how sexually transmitted diseases work. I'm like, yeah, I get how diseases spread, professor. Can I please resume my normal duties now?
Good for him. I like that he's, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I will say this. It scares me that people are jumping out into the world and you know, the protests and the gatherings and the give me liberty or give me death. You know, I don't feel like I'm, you know, I don't know. I just, it scares me and it makes me want to stay home. Also, I love it here at home. and I'm enjoying broadcasting.
Well, speaking
from
of
here,
people
so.
Who've customized their home, I mean, you really
we do have a recording studio in our house. So
I mean, that conversation wasn't far off of your home base at all. You've customized your backyard and your inside.
Yeah, but I feel like we didn't go so over the top that somebody else wouldn't enjoy our backyard. And we did very carefully design this room to convert into a, you know, if we pulled all this stuff out, it's a guest suite. It really is. It's like a guest suite with its own entrance. It's so if we ever went to sell this house, we could easily put it back together, get our junk out. All our crappy junk. You should see the mess in this room. Oh, boy. Anyway, we should let's play that Michael Franti song and get on with the day, shall we? Hump day, you guys. Two-hour Survivor episode tonight. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a brand new song from Michael Franti.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.